It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Governor Rick Snyder is looking for more money to support transportation costs in Michigan. That includes more than $1 billion to fix roads and bridges. Joining us now are Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Governor Snyder has outlined a plan, as have some lawmakers. How do their plans differ?
The main issue is that both lawmakers and Governor Snyder have emphasized that they're just throwing out ideas. And if somebody has anything better, they're open to amending it. But, you know, the general idea is to do a transit plan for Metro Detroit, to change the wholesale tax on gas and raise the gas tax, to raise vehicle registration fees. You know, to get in the ballpark of that $1.4 billion it would take to get our roads and bridges in decent shape. How that's all going to turn out is pretty up in the air right now. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of town hall meetings by lawmakers and by the governor to try and get the public support and any other ideas.
Is there someplace else this money could come from?
Well, the proposal on the table, both from Governor Snyder and from the legislature, is to change the way the gas tax is collected that results in more revenue. But they're not proposing another option, which is the historical option, and that is to simply raise the gas tax.
That's true.
That's what was done in 97 by 4 cents a gallon. That's the way roads and bridges have always been funded. But that's not in the proposal.
So why avoid raising that gas tax?
Well, I think it's largely the political dynamic around raising taxes. If you raise the gas tax, which historically is the way you raise money for roads, it's a very clear vote that raises the gas tax by X pennies. The way they've proposed it, the vote is actually saying we're going to collect the current gas tax at the wholesale level rather than at the retail level.
But won't that cost still filter down to consumers?
Yes, it results in more revenue. And if you actually looked at what it means to the motorists, it's probably about a 9-cent increase per gallon. But the vote isn't really to raise the tax. The vote is to change where it's collected, and it becomes a value-added tax rather than a tax per gallon. It's complicated. It's messy. It's vague, which is why they like it.
And the administration is making the argument that our driving habits have changed with fuel-efficient cars, and so it's not as effective for us to just keep the gas tax at a flat rate. This makes more sense. But, I mean, the political reason behind it is clearly what Ken laid out.
Susan, where do Democrats come down on this issue? Is transportation funding a place where we could see some bipartisan cooperation?
Well, transportation funding is an issue that I think Democrats have an awful lot of interest in. You know, certainly a lot of Democrats represent Metro Detroit, and they're interested in the mass transit piece. In terms of funding, obviously, you know, with the parties as ideologically split as they are, raising fees and taxes tends to be more popular with Democrats than Republicans nowadays. But you're asking Democrats to take some really bad votes in 2012 when they want to take back the House. And this is a vote that I'm sure they'd like to bang Republicans over the head with. So in the end, self-interest usually wins out, and this could very well be an issue that we'll see after the election in lame duck when people don't have nearly as much to lose.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.